Pán Boh, Jeho Boh, Jeho Kvinser Boh. Amen. In today's gospel reading, we hear a very famous and very well-known miracle that takes place of Christ walking on the water. And as he walks on the water, in other gospels, we are told that Peter sees this and asks him and says, Lord, if it's you, let me also walk on the water. And Christ calls him out and he starts to walk on the water. And everything is going fine until Peter notices the storm and the waves around him. And as a result, he starts to sink into the water. And he cries out to Christ and he says, Lord, save me. And Jesus comes and takes him up and puts him into the boat and says, where is your faith? Why did you doubt? Where is your faith? And it's something that I think all of us can relate to in life. So often we see the finish line. We see Christ in our midst and we are walking towards him. But as we walk towards him, we notice the things around us. We notice the events taking place in our world and in our lives, the difficulties that may happen, the things that cause us anxiety and worry, and we take our focus off of Christ and we end up noticing the things around us, and then we start to drown. We start to sink. In another gospel, it says that they saw him and they thought he was a ghost. They thought it was a ghost and they were afraid. And Jesus answers them as he does in this gospel. He says, it is I. Do not be afraid. When Christ answers in the gospel and he says, it is I, it doesn't sound very nice in English, the real translation, but in Greek, and also in ancient Hebrew, he would answer, I am. In Armenian, we say, yes, am. I am. It is I, we say in English. And this alludes naturally to the Old Testament. To the Old Testament, when Moses speaks to God in the burning bush, and he asks God, after God tells him, I want you to go to Egypt and free my people. Tell the Pharaoh to let my people go. And Moses says, whom shall I say sent me? What name do you have? What name do you have? And God responds, as in the translation in English, it says, I am. The Armenian has a little bit of a different translation. It says, he is, it is, he is, the one who is. The one who is. But this response of saying, I am, is very, very important and crucial because it testifies to really who God is in comparison to the Egyptian gods. To the Egyptian gods. The Old Testament Egyptian gods, like the old Armenian gods, are not real. They're fake. They don't have life in them. To be more precise, they are demons that have tricked humanity into worshiping them and serving them. And so here, God says, I am not like those fake gods. I am real. I have breath in me. I have life in me. I am not tricking you. I truly exist. That is who I am. I am not like those other gods in Egypt. As I said in Armenian, because the Armenians love to be the best at everything, and because we are, we decided that in the alphabet, St. Mashtots, when he created the alphabet, he made the seventh letter a perfect number, seven. He made the seventh letter of the alphabet, E. E. And you sometimes find that above altars or in the halos of Christ. In the halo of Christ, you will see the E written. E means he is, or it is, the one who exists. It also, when we say E, it shows breath, just as God is breath. E. And so we have this E in our alphabet. And so when Christ says, I am, when he is walking on the water, he is really equating himself to God of the Old Testament. He is saying, the same one that was in the burning bush is I. And I have complete and absolute and divine authority over nature, over the demons, over your lives, and even over death. I am the one who exists and the one who is. The ancients were tricked by false prophets, were tricked by false gods. They were tricked into believing that these false gods could help them, they could save them, they could provide for them, and most importantly, they could fulfill their wants and their needs. It's not too different today. I hope and I pray that none of you are worshiping the ancient god Baal or Ra or any of the ancient Armenian gods of Anahi or Vahagan. If you are, we have something to talk about after this. But, in a different sense, we all follow false gods today. It's not any different than the ancients. We just think we're better than them. But we are all the same, myself included. The question I then ask is, what has tricked us into following false gods? What do we think fulfills our needs and wants in this world? What false gods are in our lives now? What do we think is going to make us feel good in this life, is going to fulfill our life, to give our life purpose? For Armenians, so often we think Russia or America or Europe or France or name any other country, Iran, they're going to come and save the Armenians finally. They're going to wake up and they're going to say, aha, this poor little Armenian country of Christians, let's go help them. That is putting our hope in a false god. Because they are here today and they are gone tomorrow. We sometimes put our faith in other things. Money. How often have I heard and I have seen people chase after money? Chase after food, after medicine, after health. We put our hope and our faith in doctors and in lawyers, in friends, in jobs, in the government, in political movements, in sports, in many other things. We put our faith in these things and we think these are gods and we worship them. Maybe not lighting incense and making sacrifices to them like they did in the ancient world, but we do sacrifice our time. We do sacrifice the things that we love and should be first in our life for these things. How often have we sacrificed our family so that we could make money? How often have we sacrificed our dignity and virtues so that we can be part of a political movement? How often have we sacrificed the very things that we have been taught not to sacrifice, God Himself, so that others look upon us and help us? We put our faith in these other things. All of these false gods have one thing in common. They are temporary. They are here today and they are gone tomorrow. They are here today and they are gone tomorrow. Money is here today and gone tomorrow. Friends, here today, gone tomorrow. Our health is here today and it can be gone tomorrow. And when we put our faith in these things, we become disappointed when they fail us. But if we put our faith and our trust and our loyalty in Christ Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, He does not change. He is here today, and He is here tomorrow, and He is here the next day. When we choose to finally follow Christ and His commandments, we then find true contentment and true purpose in life. When we put other things first, we end up failing. We end up not being complete. And how many people we know, hopefully none of you are this, but how many people have we met and we know who have all the cars and all the houses and all the money and all this and all of that, and yet they feel empty inside. They don't feel complete. They feel purposeless. It is because they don't have Christ God in their lives. So as Lent begins very soon, and this next week is what's called the Fast of the Catechumens, Arashavoratsbach, the Fast of the Catechumens. It's a preparatory fast. The Armenians and all the ancients realize that if you just go straight into vegan on Pum Pareganton the day after, it's very hard to do that. So they do a preparatory, a preparing week, and that's this next week. So in this preparatory week of fasting, called the Fast of the Catechumens, and as Lent comes, is only a couple weeks away, I ask and I pray that we re-examine our lives. Look to see what false gods do we have in our lives. What false gods are we following? What false gods have tricked us into believing that they can help us, that they can save us, that they can provide for us? What false gods exist in our lives and have we been chasing after? And then see who the real God is in our life. See Christ in our life. Because if we continue to follow the false gods that exist, we will be like Peter, drowning on the sea. Because we think we're walking and we're doing fine, and then all of a sudden we notice all the worries and fears around us that these gods produce, and we start to sink, and we start to drown. And it's up to us to call out to Christ and say, Lord, save me. And naturally, the Lord will save us, and he will say the very thing he said to Peter, why did you doubt? Why did you doubt? Amen.